As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking for my prayer today? Faith, compassion, love, contemplation of God, desire for God. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to Julian's revelation for day 13 of our journey. And as I read slowly and attentively through the revelation, I notice what word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. I stood contemplating these things generally, darkly and mournfully, saying to our Lord with very great fear, "Our good Lord, how could all these things be well because of the great harm which has come through sin to your creatures?" And to this our blessed Lord answered, very meekly and with a most loving manner, that I should contemplate the glorious atonement, for this atoning is more pleasing to the blessed divinity and more honourable for our salvation, without comparison, than ever Adam's sin was harmful. He said, "For since I have set right the greatest of harms, then it is my will that you should know through this that I shall set right everything which is less. You will see yourself that every kind of thing will be well. But there are many deeds which in our eyes are so evilly done and lead to such great harms that it seems to us impossible that any good result could ever come of them. And we contemplate this and sorrow and mourn in it, so that we cannot rest in the blessed contemplation of God as we ought to do." I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught me. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does this word or phrase make me feel? I savor it. I let it sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Sit simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling His presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the revelation, I remain with it. Otherwise, I turn to the scripture, Lamentations 3, verses 19 to 23, and Psalm 141, verse 8. And as I read slowly and attentively through the scripture, I notice, what new word or phrase catches my attention? I remain with that new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. The thought of my affliction and my homelessness is wormwood and gall. My soul continually thinks of it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. But my eyes are turned towards you, O God, my Lord. In you I seek refuge. Do not leave me defenceless. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught me. I tell God what this new word or phrase means to me. And I tell God what this new word or phrase makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling His love enfold me. I have a conversation with God, as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.